Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick's at the PCS show in the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth. And Corey Sandin's here with me, co-hosting with some great people here from the American Angler, Brian, Ray, and Lori here talking some fun and, oh my, popular people. Phones have been
very
packed.
Popular.
Christian's been a very busy guy on the phones. Thanks to Christian for all he does. And of course, the text pouring in.
Crazy. And maybe it's because Lori brought in an American Angler jacket.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right?
We're giving away. And you want to give us a call? 213-432-1090. Lines are full right now, but when one does hang up, you'll have your chance. And text the show via the app and only through the app. And we're going to flip a coin at the end of the show. And that American Angler jacket, pretty as heck, is going to somebody lucky.
There you go. All right. So in the meantime, let's find out what's biting with our FishDope.com report.
And that's sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fishman's Processing in San Diego. Go by the Fishman's Processing booth at the PCS show in Costa Mesa today or tomorrow, too. They're going to be there Sunday and grab a special deal on their spices, rubs, their smoked fish, jerky, and more. Plus, you can make sure your processing reservations for the upcoming trip are there, and you can see Sean and Melanie and the Fisherman's Processing crew today at the PCS show. And we've mentioned it. Brian's talked about it. Lori talked about it. It's just whoever you're making those reservations with, if it's Fisherman's Processing, make them when you make your reservation on the boat. Call your processor.
Yeah,
immediately.
For sure. Hey, let's find out what's biting. Our FishDope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey, Lori, Ray, Brian. You got the full house in there.
Yeah, we got a full house in the world headquarters.
Yeah, it's awesome. Okay, so I think there's some truth to that old adage that March comes in like a lion and out like a lamb. We're definitely halfway there because, man, I'm telling you what, March 1st up here for sure was a wet and wild Wednesday with afternoon squalls. I watched the parking lot get covered with either snow or grapple or whatever it was. It was white. And we had gusts of 53 knots there at Huntington Pier, man. Just crazy weather, crazy. But it's nice today, and I'm sure we'll get some much better coverage for the guys venturing out. So historically speaking, on this first Saturday in March, you know, we were always doing a live broadcast up there at the Long Beach Show.
Right.
And I was always eager to share some breaking news on the sea bass bite over at Catalina. Well, not this year. it's definitely time. And there was one good catch, almost limits, a couple weeks ago, but been limits of weather ever since then. So hopefully that gets rolling soon. But we do have some breaking news, more in tune with today's fishery, actually. Danny from Fish Dope just called me a little bit ago with a morning update that late yesterday afternoon, some of their contacts called in with reports of bird schools over school-sized bluefin up all over the mackerel bank yesterday afternoon,
ooh,
just in Sacramento.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's really good news. And they're planning on getting the Fish Dope plane up today to take a look. And hopefully that comes together and the weather is such that they get a chance to see what's there. Hopefully that stuff is around and sticks, you know. But we've had scattered reports of bluefin up here and there all winter long. So I'm not a bit surprised. And that's right where so much of that fish was last season. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens with that. And hopefully somebody gets out there and gets a few and gets that rolling. Now, closer to home, maybe not quite as exciting as local bluefin, but she had opened up here on the 1st, so we can catch a few more things, you know, with rockfish closed. But it's two fish only, 12-inch size limit, and they'll be checking on that. So adhere to the regs there. And here's a bit of speculation on my part, given the fact that we've got crazy cold water, very dirty because of all the rain runoff from the rain, and loaded with bait. And those are the conditions in years past that we've caught the occasional salmon around here. So it'll be interesting to see if those salmon respond to these conditions, and it'll be an interesting dimension a little later on in the springtime. So that's this week's report. Definitely better than it's been, and looks like we've got enough decent weather coming that we'll get more and more coverage and get more and more reports for everybody. Time to go fishing, guys.
Okay, so what do you think, Mark? Albacore this year?
Well, if you base the albacore showing up on any relationship to this cold, crummy weather, I'd have to say it's a guaranteed slam dunk because it sure feels like an albacore season. But, you know, they got tails in their own minds, and hopefully it's true because we got a whole generation of fishermen that don't have a clue as to how much fun they're going to have.
Yes, for sure. Hey,
one
of course, you know, if you want to stay in tune with all of it, fishdope.com, using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space there. It's PCS show today and tomorrow. You want to go by the booth that they have, the BD Outdoors, fishdope.com booth at the PCS show. Just tell them, hook up now. I want my $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. The guys will take care of you. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station, whose prices went up crazy yesterday, up 30 cents yesterday.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And anyway, phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we'll talk to everybody next week. It's I think it's time to go fishing, guys.
Hopefully the price goes down 30 cents next week.
Those guys are crazy.
It's brutal. Yeah.
Hey, Summit Gasoline, that's the one word.
That's right. You got to go to Summit. They don't do that. Yeah.
We'll see
you
guys.
Appreciate that report, and we will talk to you next Saturday. And while we wait for Marcos, that guy on the radio from C4 Sport Fishing, you know Marcos?
I know.
Yeah, the
one and only.
We're waiting for him, but let's come jump in the phones. They're packed up. Christian's been manning the phone, so let's go into it.
And let's talk to Jack. Jack Cohn, all the way across the Pacific from Hawaii.
Wow.
Good morning, Jack.
Hey, American Angler guys. You probably know me as Jack from Texas. I brought Will and Red out there.
All right.
Yeah, Jack.
Are you hearing me?
It's early over there.
Oh, well, I get up early to go fishing.
There you go.
But, just wanted to tell my favorite American Angler story. I was going out on back-to-back eight-day trips on the Angler and Vagabond. Lori is just the most fantastic person, so I'm so impressed with her. Go out with 8 days with Ray, and Ray, the whole crew, made me feel like I was the only person on the boat, like I'm the most important person in the world. I'm just blown away by the Angler and how personal they are. A couple days later, I'm sitting on the curb at Point Loma waiting to get on the Vagabond, and my brother, pickup truck pulls up, three guys jump out, my brother goes, oh, there's that American Angler guy, there's the American Angler guy, and I didn't pay attention, and I didn't recognize Brian, barely met him. About a minute later, Brian stops, standing right in front of me, looks down and says, oh, hi, Jack, how you doing? Calls me by name. Says, oh, I know you're going out on the Vagabond. Have a good trip. And I'm like, I was so blown away that the personal touch, he knows my name, he knows my story, and I didn't even recognize him. Sorry, Brian. Just wanted to say how I'm always blown away by that.
Why you stand out, Jack, and you're easy to remember is because you take kids fishing.
That's cool.
And it seems like the kids that you bring out from Texas, it's they love it, and they wouldn't be there without you. So it's... you're a unique individual that's good for the business and just good for fishing.
Nice, Jack. Hey, good for you taking those kids fishing. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Thanks, Jack.
Yeah. I think we've got somebody special on the line there, Pete.
It's Rock Hard Rick. Hey, what's up, Rick?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How we doing?
Morning, Rick.
Doing great. Good morning, Rick.
What's happening up there at the PCS show, huh?
So busy, I'm surprised you're up.
Yeah, we're doing great. We're in route. Darren and I are on our way up. We're just a couple of minutes below the OC Fairgrounds, and we're going to get the booth set up for the big Saturday, and it's been a really fun show for us. It's, you know, we have never been to PCS show, honestly, the shop or myself even, and didn't really know what to expect, but man, it has been awesome. I know you guys have been talking about it, but it's been a blast. We're having a really good time. It's a great showing of people and lots of fun and some really good sales. And yeah, we're having a really, really good time.
That's great. And some good deals at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth?
We didn't know what to expect, and we, you know, we powwow and we put an awful lot of effort into this, and we kind of all get together and we get the whole crew and think, you know, what's enough and what's the right amount. And so we brought fluorocarbon is like my favorite of that story, Seaguar fluorocarbon. We brought what we assumed was going to be enough to get us through the entire show. We almost sold out of our week's stock on the first day and had to haul butt back to the tackle store the next day to reload and take a whole bunch more. So yeah, there's been some really, really good deals, and things are flying. Like that Seaguar fluorocarbon, it's buy two, get one free. And when you buy three spools, you also get this, like, really killer, I don't know what you'd call, like, a spool holder from Seaguar that fits perfectly your three spools of fluorocarbon. And it's good on blue or gold label. But it's just one of those things, like, you know you're going to be burning through fluorocarbon throughout the year, so you might as well buy it at a discount and get a free one.
That's a great deal. Wow. Buy two, get one free, and you get the holder if you buy three. Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, we have been flying through that. Like,
you still have enough for the weekend?
Like, I hope so, man. I don't know. But, yeah, we're in pretty good shape. We obviously brought a lot of it knowing it's going to be. But, yeah, it's been great. And reels are moving and rods. And it's just a cool atmosphere. It's like a really fun show. It's very low-key. There's live music and really good food and lots and lots of seminars going on. And we're in a really unique hall. You know, it's set up into several different halls, and all of them are great, but ours is kind of the specialty sport fishing hall. It's the Los Alamitos building. And so we're with a lot of our friends and family and a lot of our fishing buds, and it's just a really cool atmosphere. And we've got great neighbors in the booth, and it's just a really cool vibe up here. We're really having a good time.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And so if you enter the show, how do we find your booth?
So the buildings are almost in the shape of a horseshoe. And as soon as you enter, we're the building directly to the right. But, you know, every hall kind of meanders into the next. So you can't really miss anybody that's at the show. They did a really good job kind of positioning everybody. There's, like, no slow areas. There's no dead areas. And every hall has a little bit of everything. So, you know, if you're not into long range fishing and you're only into trout fishing, there's a little bit sprinkled into everywhere. Or if you're like us and you're crazy about long range fishing, well, that's there too. The Los Alamitos building is the name of it. And as soon as you walk in and head to the right, that's how you get to our building. And Fisherman's Landing Tackle is front row center the second you walk into the doors. It's impossible to miss us.
There's even been rumors that there's big guy sighting up there. Frank's been up there, huh?
Oh, yeah. Frank's been here. We've been having fun. You know, Doug's in Australia, so he's been probably keeping a side eye on us, making sure the boys aren't getting too wild with Doug away. But, yeah, Frank's been here. We've been having lots of fun. He's doing a lot of stuff with Rollo and in the Fisherman's Landing booth both. And, yeah, it's going really good.
Great. Well, all right, Rick. Well, hey, we'll have a great weekend. We miss you here, but Corey's doing a great job covering. And as always, Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth at the PCS show today and tomorrow. A couple big days coming up, right?
Yeah, we're really excited. We've been putting a little bit of Madamax out every day, and we're kind of doubling that up for the weekend. So that's been a really hot one. Reels have been going really good. We got discounts on all our reels, and we got the guys with the line machine in our booth. So we're doing discounts on reels and free spectra that we wind on while you wait. And got a bunch of rods that have been really hard to find, some hard-to-find CalStars and things like that. So it's a great booth. Oh, and one last thing. Pete, I know you know about it, but the AFTCO kill bag that has been, like, very anticipated, they literally came out yesterday. Like, we didn't even have it for the first day of the show, and they are officially available now. And they killed it. They did such a good job. It's a new kill bag design, no zippers to pop off or rip. It's a roll top, almost like a dry bag would be. And they have like a removable liner that's really nice and a 3-inch drain plug, so you don't have to worry about like fish bits and ice getting clogged when you're trying to drain the bag out. They did a really nice job, and those literally arrived yesterday. So those will be available if somebody wants to check out a brand new kill bag.
All right, yeah, I know Robbie's been working several times on redoing that, and finally they found the perfect design, and congratulations
to
Robbie
and Rocco.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, appreciate the call. PCS show today and tomorrow. Go see the Rock Cod Rick Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth right there at the show. Hey, have fun.
See, we'll
talk to you soon.
Bye, bud.
All right.
Hey, man, that's a great call, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
that sounds like a lot of fun.
He's having a good time.
Right?
Yeah.
We're glad he's having a good time.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to continue on with the Fish Report, and we've got that guy from the radio. Hey, Marcos on the radio.
That guy on the radio.
Right,
Marcos.
From Seaport
up,
Sport Fishing.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Doing great.
You guys got a nice vacation now that Rick's gone? Now that he's not on the phone. You can tell us the truth. Having fun without him.
We love having Rick, and Corey, of course, does a great job. I'm not here, or Rick's not here, right?
Yeah, you guys got a pretty good team there. You know, almost as good as the office staff here. You know,
I think, as a matter of fact, I think I'll plan a next trip somewhere so I can leave these guys.
There you go. That's perfect. You guys will never get to go together, though. That's the problem. You know, you can't all take time off at once, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I had something to tell you guys over the last week here, but this is the last time I talked to you. I think we ran a grand total of zero trips until this morning. The weather was not very nice, but I take that back. The Thursday night, the Pacific Voyager got out on a two and a half day trip fishing down the coast there, so we're hoping to hear from them. The San Diego got out on their first trip of the season this morning. They got away from the dock there, and they're heading down to the islands to take a look around. And from what I heard, there's some yellowtail being caught down there, so hopefully they get in on that action. And then we have the new Seaforth back for the weekends for now. They're back to that two trips a day, 6 and 12:30 departures. They're going to be doing that Saturdays and Sundays. And they're out there, so hopefully we get something there. So hopefully we get a nice streak of weather here. Things keep going and get that San Diego out. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there. San Diego scheduled pretty much every day. We just need to get you guys down here and get you on the boat there. New Seaforth has a bit of a varied schedule. Like I said, they're still running those extended half days on Wednesdays and Fridays. They're running two trips a day on the weekends and then just a one trip a day on the other days there, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. So definitely check that out. We did add a few trips in there. I know the Pacific has a two-day trip coming up in a few weeks here. We've got a day and a half on the weekends for them also. So it's definitely starting to get rolling here. And like I said, as long as weather cooperates, we're going to keep running those trips. And just remember that, you know, if you do go on those half days or you go take your own boat out there, that the bottom fish regulations change this season. So definitely check out the Fishing Game website and check that out. Or, hey, just come down and get on our boat and the crew will take care of that for you.
There you go. And I might also add that tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, 7 to 9 a.m. with Corey and myself, Aliar from the Player Supreme out of Seaforth Sport Fishing will be here talking some fishing. So that'll be a fun trip.
That guy knows a little bit about catching bluefin, doesn't he?
Yeah, a little bit, right?
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
And he's gonna tell you all his secrets. That's what he told me, everything.
Like, yeah, sure. All right. Hey, well, how do we find you if we want to come to Seaforth Sport Fishing, ride on the San Diego or one of the other great boats?
Seaforthlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there for all of our trips. You can visit us down here on Mission Bay in the office. If you're up at the show this weekend, stop by the booth, say hi to the guys there. Or give us a call, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out and get you out there fishing. And it's definitely time. It's time to get that gear out, get it ready if you haven't already, and get ready for some fishing because it's just going to be uphill from here for a bit.
Very good. Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Appreciate it. That wraps up our catch report. Let's jump into those jam-packed phones.
Let's do it. How about George? George is calling from Oceanside. Appreciate you joining us, George.
I have a question for them, or not a question, but it's just a statement. They always make it so much fun for me and my wife to come out, Molly, and we always have a great time on the boat.
George.
We love you, George and Molly.
We do.
That's cool. How many trips you have planned?
You guys just make it so nice.
Three.
Two.
No, you don't.
Three.
Lori,
you got three.
That shows you how much care that Lori and the crew take to their passengers.
And I'm planning on calling and signing up for some of this springtime.
There you go. For 2 days. Yeah.
Are you going to bring Molly?
Three or more.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
I'm looking at her.
Hi, Molly.
So, great.
Well, George,
thank you guys for always doing such a great
American
job.
Angler. We all are, for sure. They do a great job.
We're a fan of the Bishops.
Looking forward to you getting on the boat, I'm sure, soon. How long have you been fishing on the American Angler, George?
Probably 12 years now.
Nice.
That sounds about
something
right.
Like that.
Right.
Yeah, Lori probably could answer that question.
In front of the computer, I can't see where the first script is.
It's amazing. You're amazing. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Great to hear from you. All right, you have a great text, huh, Corey?
I do, and it's like a common denominator here. Like, it's all great comments, and the questions are few and far between, but here's another comment. It's good morning, everybody. Three of my favorite people that you have on the show this morning, longtime fisherman on the American Angler. Looking back on the website over the past 20 years of trips from 5 to 14 days and looking forward to my next trip in November, this will be my milestone for me, my 30th trip on the American Angler, and that's from Steve and Bishop.
Wow.
Right?
Hi, Steve.
30th trip.
Hi, Steve.
Wow.
How you doing?
It's just, like I said, it's a common denominator, right, Pete?
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure. Yeah.
A lot of that. And Robert in Canyon Country says, great show. Does the first down heaviest jig seem to get bit on the night bite best?
You know, it sure seems that way.
Is it?
Yeah,
okay.
It sure seems that way. You know, it's just a lot of those times those schools are so skittish, you know, you might...
Squirrely. They're moving fast.
Yeah. So by the time we pull them out of gear, you know, they might be just flushing away. But if you're able to get that jig down there,
yes,
you might get that one opportunity. So
heavier is better at the first stop, is your, in your eyes.
Yeah, at times. You know, it's kind of a happy medium with that. You know,
yeah,
like sometimes with those grade of fish being a little bit smaller, with the heavier 400 grams or whatever, sometimes it's almost overkill, might get past the school most of the time. You know, it just, again, ask the crew.
Ask the crew.
You know, they might be reacting, or even ask myself or Brian, they might be acting different that night. You know, hey, what do you feel?
It's definitely, the more work you put into it, the more reward you get.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's the guys that are aggressive and hanging out on deck and being the first guy in the water that nighttime thing definitely have a better shot than the guy drinking coffee in the galley BSing. And
yeah. Is that why I don't catch any fish?
Are you trying to say you're BSing in the galley or what?
I think you just called yourself out, Pete.
Yeah. I'm not one of those guys that rushes to the rail.
Yeah.
But I do like to go to the rail, that's for sure.
Right.
For sure. All right, let's jump back in the phones.
Let's do it, Pete. How about Mike? Mike Cohn from Rosemead. Good morning, Mike. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, thank you for picking up my line. I'm just wondering if it's cold weather. The water's so cold right now, the fish are wearing American Angler jackets. It's hot.
Oh, hit,
huh?
Hey, I got a question. How many crew members do you have on the boat on any given trip? And as far as the logistics of the food, because the two most important parts of a fishing trip are catching fish and eating. So who handles the food end of the trip? Who orders it and all that? Do you do that, Lori?
Oh, no. They've got their own wheelhouse in the galley. It's a full-time job, those guys planning their meals. When the boat comes in, they not only have the food coming from Cisco, but then the cooks and a crew member will go to Smart and Final. There's special requests every trip. There's no way.
So the chefs do that?
Oh, yeah.
That's part of their job.
It's a full-time job.
Full-time job to keep the food stocked.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a lot of food that goes on that boat, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So in the midst of making their, you know, next trip's meals, they got ordering on the laptops, and it's,
And then I'm texting them on the boat saying, okay, this guy doesn't eat red meat, this person is veggie only, and they accommodate that. They're fantastic.
Wow.
Javier and Tom and Chase have just really upped the game in the galley.
We're pretty amazing.
Pretty proud of them.
Yeah, and that's one of the things about being on a long-range boat, is if you've never been on a long-range boat, it's not only a great fishing machine, it's not only a fantastic crew, but you've got five-star chefs in the galley feeding you just a lot. Right, guys?
Our guys are excellent.
Yeah.
As far as how many people we have on the boat, we have 7 crew members at any one given time, 2 of which are in the galley.
Two of the seven.
And it's a captain. Has been myself or Ray at the helm here the last few years. With 4 deckhands.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, we have all our deckhands are licensed captains as
well. Wow.
We have one new kid coming this year that does not have his license, but San Diego lifeguards, watermen all the way around. So it's pretty proud of our guys.
Yeah, you should be. Yeah, they do a good job. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Got a great text here, but
Unfortunately, he never put his name. He never put his number. So you're not going to get a chance to win the jacket.
No jacket.
However, it's a good question, and I want to get it out. So normally I wouldn't read it, but it's a good question. Good morning, everyone. Interested in doing a 2 to 3 day trip on the American Angler in 2024. When do the schedules typically come out?
August. Ray and I sit down. Mostly Ray and I do that. Sit down and make the schedule because it's not just the schedule, but it's also the fishing part of it and what he and Brian's input is.
And how does it work? Like, do people coming off of that trip, do they get first jabs at the trip first?
They do.
And then if there's spots still open, then you can get on it?
They do. I mean, it's pretty been a different phenomenon the last couple of years.
Sure.
Kind of this post-COVID fever. So, I mean, all the entire fleet's full, which is a fluid situation because there's cancellations always.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, the guys, especially on the longer trips every year, they get off the boat. And a few guys, I'm going to Alaska next year. No, we're going to go on a cruise. And so there's people standing by, and I call them, and they fit in.
So the best thing to do to get on a trip that may be full is just to call you, right?
Yeah.
Get on a wait list.
And even for this season, even though it looks full, again, it's fluid. People cancel.
Right.
Someone will call and ask about getting on a trip and it's full, and the next call will be, hey, turns out my wife's having surgery. So I call that guy, and it's like a puzzle.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine.
Fun.
That
it's
keeps
fun.
You busy.
No, it's fun.
Yeah.
Does that morph into Mr. Bob Dawson?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yes, it absolutely does. And so I'm going to make this
trip insurance.
Actually, travel insurance.
Yeah.
Big difference, because trip insurance is just for the trip. But to practice what I preach, I have to tell you. So my husband and I, for $280 per person, we got coverage for an entire year. Not only is it to cover for $3,000, but it also gives you for the 5K and up for trip cancellation, medical, it's 50K for medevac, with flight change fees. There's all kinds of bonuses that go along with that. And for $280 for an entire year, so for May to May, whatever.
Covers all of your trips.
Yeah, so if you go, whether it's you're going overseas or you're going to go to Palm Springs for the weekend,
right,
and your fishing trips, it's really nice for us, for you, for everybody. And how many times do you go out to dinner and spend $280,
right,
take your family out to dinner? It's just, it's a no-brainer with Bob
Dawson. And it covers for a whole year. And Bob is the man. I mean, he does. Everybody, and I'm both my wife and I are both insured with Bob on an annual plan. It's the only way to go.
It's for
sure.
2 and 8. Everybody's got family, kids, elderly parents, businesses to run. I mean, anything can happen. Nobody's exempt from cancellation.
Absolutely.
So.
And it covers a lot of stuff, like you say, baggage loss and this and that. I mean, there's a lot of emergency medevac. What if you're in a different country and you need to get home? It'll cover that.
Yeah. So his number and his website, everything's on the front of our website.
It is.
But everybody.
So do you always refer people that just call him directly?
I do, because we have nothing to do with that. It's just that his business, and so.
Yes, Dawson and Associates.
It is, and so.
And Bob's the man. He's a long range fisherman.
Yeah, and so he and Christy and Renee are 619-460-5615.
Yeah.
Give
them
a call.
Absolute must.
I see Corey's head spinning.
Right.
Lake Picacho.
Oh, I'm thinking of all these trips I go on. Right, absolutely.
Oh, you got to have it. For $280?
Cover with
for
Bob.
The whole year.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to be taking your calls, text them more when we return on Let's Talk Cook About Them right here, 1090 ESPN Radio.
Dan Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna, and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea-Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I want to invite you to the 75th anniversary of the Hall Family Shows. And while you're there, please join the Coastal Conservation Association of California and help maintain California anglers' access to saltwater angling. Go to hallshows.com for more information.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hearing Bart there talking about the Hall Shows.
Coming up.
Long Beach.
Lots of great shows.
Yeah.
Hanging at the Docks coming up. We have the Hall Shows coming
it's
up.
It's kind of cool, man.
We have a PCS show going on right now.
It's been years.
It's show season.
It's been years since we've been able to say that. You know?
I know.
Pretty cool.
It's very nice.
Yeah. So it's been busy. There is one open line, and this is your chance. 213-432-1090. That's the telephone number. It's yours right now, or you can text us via the app. You got to text.
Let's go ahead and jump in the phone before we do the text.
All right. How about we talk to Doug? Doug Cohn from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
Yes, question for Brian. What are you looking for in a business partner with the boat?
For Ray and Lori, Doug.
Yeah. Right. Couldn't ask for better. Right?
Yeah. You know, just somebody that shares the same passion and ambition. And, you know, just I've got my lifelong partners.
Yeah, you're fortunate.
Very.
Yeah.
Extremely.
We all are in this room for sure. No doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. I have a great text here from Howard, and he says, I had a wonderful trip with Brian last year. I got to watch my son catch his first wahoo, as well as many friends on the trip catch their first wahoo as well. Thanks to the American Angler family for all they do for us. So it's a lot. I mean, there's like
Mr. dozens.
Oh, yeah. We love Howard.
Yeah, I know. It's one after
the
other.
You know all these people.
How many passengers, do you know a count of how many people you deal with all year, every year? There are hundreds, right?
Yeah.
1,000?
800, I'd say.
How do you know everybody? You
because they put dinner on my table.
Yeah, right.
And I love them.
I know. That's what's cool. See, that's the personal touch.
So like Howard's 6-day trip, it's pretty easy. These guys all have unique personalities, but when 25 of them get on the boat, it's very typical that 24 of them are signed up for the following year. And so it's just...
So you see a lot of the same people every year.
It's just...
That's cool.
We're very fortunate to have return clientele.
No, I love
it's like seeing your family members once a year.
Yeah.
It really is.
Sure. No, I got a chance to go, I think it was not last year, but the year before. I'm just like, I can't wait to go back. It's just a wonderful.
Do it.
Come on,
it's
April.
Wonderful.
Come on,
I might have to do that. Yeah. As long as I don't have to fish at night.
No, you don't have to.
You need the essence in the galley.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, do you have one, Corey?
I don't have a text.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and jump in the phone.
Well, let's do it. Okay. Sean. Sean Cohn from Lomita. Good morning, Sean. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to call in and hear you guys talking all this great American Angler News. Anyway, I used to, back in the day, as they say, love the spring 8-day trip, going down to the rocks, fishing the ridge, rolling over some albacore or bluefin on the way down or the way back, maybe fishing off San Benitas to catch rockfish if that's not happening, all the options we used to have. Then it seems like, well, it is like the yellowfin tuna just decided to vacate the Laos rocks, and I'm just curious about, was there a reason, have the yellowfins started to show their faces again down at the rocks, and the difference that we have now in the spring 8 days, do you think we'll ever be heading back down there to do the old school way of the old spring 8-day trips?
We're hoping that that's happening this year. You know, of different, you know, being part of the industry for close to 40 years, there's been different, like, the first albacore in 10 years or the first wahoo in California. You know, there's been all these kind of, like, momentous things. And one of the things I've missed most, you know, from working on the Royal to owning the Angler is that yellowfin tuna fishery at the Laos Rocks. And it was July and August. I'll never forget. We have a WhatsApp thread with all the captains of the long-range boats. And it was Andy Cates posted, we got 50 yellowfin tuna, 18 to 30 pounds at the rocks. And I just about tears coming out of my eyes. Yeah, you know. And so we had the opportunity to catch pretty good yellowfin tuna, mostly school size. Anywhere from 12, 15 pounds all the way up to 35, 40, 50 pounds.
Nice.
And so I'd be a liar not to say that I'm not looking forward to these springtime trips and seeing if that yellowfin tuna is still around. Because
yeah,
for 25, 30 years, maybe even longer, it's been a year-round fishery there. Whether the water temperature was low 60s to high to mid-70s, they were there year-round. And was seeing that yellowfin tuna there last year in the late summer and fall, it just about brought tears in my eyes.
That's
it did,
cool.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, back up here. 40 years in this industry, you're not that old, Brian.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, next May will be 38 years of a captain's license.
38 years of captain's license. And you started on the RP?
That was the first long-range boat in San Diego, for sure. Yeah, I started on the Mustang, New Hustler 2,
okay.
Cherokee Geisha.
In San Diego?
San Pedro is where I
grew
up. San Pedro? Yeah, and okay. We would come down, you know, migrant boats, from charter boats from Pedro, and we'd live down here on the boats. Whenever the boat ran, you were working.
In the summer.
In the summer.
I remember being on the bay barge back in those days, and we would run, you ready for this one, Pete? I remember 70 boats a night in the overnight fleet.
Oh, my.
And not, but that, the Mustang.
Albacore.
Yes, right. Yeah, but the Mustang and all those, all the Mustang and all these boats he's talking about were the migrant boats that would come down and fulfill that number of boats.
Yeah.
I remember, too, that, like, boats used to leave, like, all hours of the like, 2 a.m.
11 p.m.
11 p.m., You remember those days?
Oh, yeah. The bait barge was a social event. At 11 o'clock at night, all the boats would be there getting baited.
Yeah, all over the place. Corey, you have a great text.
I do, and it kind of, it's a reflection of those times, and this comes from Ron in Encinitas. And he says, good morning, everyone. I just wanted to thank Brian for some of the best times I've ever had fishing. I used to fish the Queen when Brian and Sam first bought the boat. You had Sarah and Vic in the galley. I learned so much from Brian and Sam. You guys are so professional and pay attention to every detail. Thanks so much. Now, again, Ron and Encinitas.
Appreciate it, Ron.
Lots of kind comments about the American Angler crew. Hey, this one's from John in San Diego, and he says, I can't wait to hop on a 2-day trip aboard the American Angler in April. What 4 setups are ideal to bring? Good question.
It's a great question. But, you know, like we were talking about earlier, you know, we'll obviously be fishing by then, so it'd be a great opportunity. Lori, and she can call us, and first information, we can give you the blower.
So every trip, they guided me detail, and then I'm not any blast to everybody on the trip saying, this is what the guys recommend you to bring.
So you'll get the information.
I do it every trip.
So
they give me the information.
Last spring,
Do you remember what setups you guys were bringing? What four setups?
It was different depending upon.
Each trip was, each time of the year was different.
Last spring we were repowering.
Yeah, we didn't go till June. Yeah. I wasn't going to say that. We missed most of June.
That's right. Yeah.
But if you're in doubt, bring it all. You just never know.
You have plenty of room on the boat.
You just never know.
Yeah. And everything from 30 to 130?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's about ballpark.
And everything in between? Yeah. What's the typical nighttime setup?
I would say 100-pound minimum.
Yeah.
Honestly, just because, you know.
Minimum.
Just because the grade of fish, you know, we see schools mixed up from 18 to 200 pounds at times.
Sure.
You know, it's just. They get in that weird mode where they're all mixed up. So
yeah.
And what's super nice is the landings have the tackle shops right here. So they get in, and it turns out that's what bit them. So the guys getting off the boat, the people that are waiting in line to get on the boat, and they run over to Fisherman's Landing and get whatever.
Get what they need.
Yeah.
And now the tackle makes it a lot easier to prepare, too. Like you know, 10 fathom 40s, for example. If it's fly line fishing, touch fishing, you could wind 50-pound on it during the daytime. And you could wind 80 or 100 pound on it for nighttime, even. You know, the gear is so good now with all you know, with all the companies.
When you're saying wind it on, monofilament, I'm assuming.
Just the top shot.
Just short top shot.
Yeah, short top shots.
Yeah, so. You guys are believers. How short is the short top shot?
I like at least 50 yards myself.
50 yards.
Yeah, it's more user-friendly.
Mono or fluorocarbon?
Mono.
Oh, mono.
With a tiny little full fluorocarbon top shot. So there's a lot of advantages, like Rick, and then you guys know all of them about Spectra, you know, line capacity, this and that. Right. But there are some disadvantages to it as well. I mean, there's the old Albacore 8-way tangles with everyone using 25-pound mono. You could... Everyone throw it in free spool and keep your thumb on it. And you can take your time and you can get out an 8-way tangle. But nowadays with all the connections and stuff, there's tangles that are ungettable. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
You could be the master deckhand and it just...
Put you in the penalty box that much longer.
Yeah. And you get a connection, no matter what connection it is, involved in the middle of the tangle. It doesn't come up to the surface, and it's just a nightmare.
I see a nightmare. Nothing but a nightmare.
Yeah.
Right? So mono, 1,500 yards of
I like at least 50 yards.
50 yards of mono.
Sure.
And then how are you connecting your fluorocarbon to the mono?
I'm a uni-to-uni guy just because.
Back-to-back.
Yeah.
Uni. Yeah. All right.
There's so many knots.
Right?
Yeah, so many.
What's your favorite? Everybody has
with Brian. You know, I'm uni-to-uni, same thing. Yeah. 50 to 100 yard top shot.
And how are you connecting that Spectra to the mono?
Uni to uni. There's so many different knots. I feel kind of embarrassed sometimes. We get some customers like, can you try this knot? And you know, this I've never heard of it.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of them.
The crew knows them all.
Yeah.
But I would assume, I mean, you're talking back-to-back uni, you've never seen too many issues
you're
with
confident
that, right?
With it.
Right, exactly.
You're
that's
confident.
It.
You know, you learned it when you were younger. It works, you know.
I'll tell you what. Five turns?
I do five turns mono and eight on Spectra.
Eight on Spectra, okay. Mm-hmm. So eight turns on the Spectra side and five turns on the mono
and
side.
And I cut a little closer with that heavier mono. You know, obviously it's thicker.
Yeah.
So it's harder to go through the guide at times. You cut it a little tagging closer.
Once you tension it mm-hmm. a lot. Yeah. Do you use use your hands or you use the dowels?
Hands.
Yeah. Well, you've got tough hands. Yeah, for sure. Let's jump into the phones, Corey.
Oh, let's do it, Pete. How about Mike? Mike calling from Winchester. Appreciate you joining us, Mike.
Yes, sir. How you guys doing? Great show.
Thank you.
Been listening to you guys forever, huh? Hey, I just wanted to tell you something that my dad taught me how to fish with a shoelace and a Velveeta cheese when I started. But, hey, great times, huh? I'm a regular customer on the Vagabond, and give a heads up to Mike Lackey and Cameron. He used to work on the American Angler, no?
Absolutely, part of the family.
Part of the family, yeah.
Right, good dudes, huh? Hey, just anybody got a coin? I want to flip that coin and see what's going to happen this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's the exciting part. That's why we fish. I mean, that's why.
Going to happen real soon.
Yeah, we're going to blink, and it's going to be here.
Yeah. Real soon.
Real soon.
Yeah. Amazing. It's March already.
Every day.
Time change.
First thing I do, you get up and you look at the weather.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just right. The time change next Sunday, a week from tonight. Yeah. So how about that? How fast is that this year going?
Crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call and being a fan there for sure. Corey, you have a great text.
I do, actually. It comes from James in La Jolla. And James, appreciate you leaving your telephone number. You're in for that American Angler jacket. James says, going down on my first 9-day trip down to the ridge or the rocks in the fall as a newbie wahoo angler. And what angler or what lures and setups would you recommend for wahoo? He says, thank you.
Again, getting back to
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I, you know, personally, if, you know, this far out, you know, it's kind of early to say, but, you know, you got to get with the tackle shop guys because they're the guys, you know, talking to all the customers who are coming off trips and stuff
sure.
like that. You know, obviously you guys can talk to us once we get on the boat or call Lori, but, you know, the tackle shops guys, I think, would probably be your best bet.
To guide you.
To guide you in the right direction.
Yeah.
Rock Hod.
Yeah, Rock Hod.
Yeah. They'll set you up, any of the guys in there, for sure. For sure. All right, let's jump back to the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about John? John Cohn from Ventura. Good morning, John.
Good morning, fellas. Good to talk to you. I started fishing on the American Angler, I think, the second year Danny was running it. And it was amazing because I would go on 5-day trips twice a year. And when we left the dock, there'd be 3 tackle boxes on the deck, and they were all mine. I used to go with this company, and they flew in their employees from all over the United States, and none of them had any gear. They used all the boat gear. And when I tell people that, they think I'm lying, you know. But it was just an awesome, awesome time. And Danny was a no-nonsense guy, a real gentleman. But I wanted to share with you, once I saw Danny unbelievably mad, and we were back at the dock, and everybody was, you know, milling around, and we had weighed the fish, and Danny had distributed the jackpot money, and he had accidentally given away over $50, and he wasn't very happy about it. Matter of fact, I thought he was going to have a stroke. He turned bright red, but I loved those times, and I don't know anything about the operation now and all that, but I don't.
Well, it's time to get on the boat. Yeah, hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. I got a nice text here from Dan Shubin. You probably know him, huh? Yeah. And he says, I'd like to hear Brian's forecast this summer, what this summer's fishing is going to be. He says, hello to Lori and hello to Ray.
Shubin, we're gonna go out and we're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
Come on out. Bring the guys out.
Come on, and, man. We know you are the fish whisperer.
No.
And we know that. Come on. You know kind of what's going on. Are we going to have bluefin tuna?
Yeah, I would say it's going to be a bluefin tuna.
Are we going to have big ones?
As this staple. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those big ones are already around. So.
Yeah. What about yellowtail at the islands?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully. It changes.
It's going to affect things.
It's so cyclical. It's like I've seen very good yellowtail fishing all up and down the coast. I've seen in the 80s we caught very few yellowtail up and down the coast.
Yeah.
It changes. It's just pretty much go with the flow.
Last year was so amazing with the fish being so close.
That's the one thing I will say that has changed. Everything's moving north. Hearing Mr. Wish talk about fish on the mackerel bank already, it's like, it's exciting, but at the same time, it's like, oh, no.
Oh, no, yeah.
Pretty quick.
Yeah.
Pretty close. You know, this time of year, we used to be on long trips traveling to Hurricane Bank, and we'd see 25-pound bluefin jumpers and 56-degree water, but we'd be 300 miles from home.
Yeah. You spend a lot of time on the water fishing.
A lot.
The amount of bait. Is it still here, right? Compared to last year?
It's kind of been that way. It just seems like the fish have moved further north every year.
Yeah.
The 29 latitude, 180 to 250 miles, that used to be the go-to bluefin zone.
Yeah.
And the fishing down there was different in the 90s. You'd get a school, you'd blow it up, and they'd stick with you. You would drift for 10 hours. And from the years of owning the Queen, the 31 block's kind of the same, the 30 block. Whenever we got up to the 32 block, it was always uh-oh, because there was so much bait. You know, you look at the overall chart, the seamounts and canyons, there's so many up here. The ridge 30 miles out, you know, the 43.
Right. That all whole bait, Jovian,
and
mackerel.
It's just all bait. Yeah. So whenever the albacore bluefin would get up here in the 32 block, it'd be like, oh no. Because a lot of times it'd be the launching pad. They would just take off and go wherever, or you would see what we see now, just like 5 mile long foamers with, you know, just bait every sweep of the sonar.
Yeah.
So that's still the same. You know, further down below, we don't see the pelagics as much, and we don't see the bait. And sure enough, you come up to the 32 latitude, 33 latitude, there's just bait every sweep of the sonar. So the typical bluefin, oh yeah, we saw a lot, but we caught five. You know, it's those days. So that's geographically, it's still the same.
We'll see when we get there, right?
The pelagics,
exactly. Yeah,
for sure.
That's good stuff, Brian. Hey, you're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
It's coming soon, the most exciting sports show of the year. The all-new, bigger, and better 13th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, March 2nd to the 5th at the OC Fairn Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven buildings of the fairgrounds, 217,000 square feet, plus seminars and a free kids' trout pond. This year, the PCS show has added freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 2nd to Sunday, March 5th. The 13th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fairn Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it. For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it, so I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Ray's going to flip the coin. Go ahead, Ray. Text her and a caller.
For the lucky...
And it's a caller.
Caller.
Hey, Rosie in Harupa Valley. You're the lucky one.
Congratulations. Oh, maybe we'll get another
Rosie.
Girl fishing.
Uh-oh,
like that.
There you go. Yeah, wearing that American Angler jacket, Rosie. Congratulations on that. And American Angler, you guys, so awesome. Lori, how do we get a hold of you if you want to go on a trip?
619-223-5414. Call, text, email office of American Angler, sportfishing.com, DM on Facebook or Instagram.
And, of course, AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. The website has all that. Yeah, all right. Very good. Brian, Ray, thanks a lot, guys. Sure appreciate you. And thanks to Christian for manning the phones, busy phones today. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Corey and I will be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Captain Ali Arajanavi, if I say that name right, from the Polaris Supreme. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.